This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, April 13, Our Rejoicing. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 4. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather according to the flesh, discovered in this matter? If, in fact, Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the one to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord will never count against them. Looking back to God's covenant with Abraham, Paul shows there is no reason for us to do any boasting. Believing and accepting God's gift is totally different from working for wages. Faith leads to righteousness, and this is credited to us as a gift. We could not possibly earn it or work for any part of it. The canons of Dort explain, all who genuinely believe and are delivered and saved by Christ's death from their sins and from destruction receive this favor solely from God's grace, which God owes to no one, given to them in Christ from eternity. It's an eternal, divine plan. As believers who are delivered and saved by Christ's death, we are blessed. As a hymn puts it beautifully, great is thy faithfulness, O God, blessings all mine, with 10,000 beside. God has had our best interests at heart from eternity. Because of Jesus' self-sacrificing love, we receive the gift of never having our sins count against us. Now, there's a reason for rejoicing. Based on the truths of God's word, the canons of Dort help us understand God's gifts of grace and our reason for rejoicing. How do you show your gratitude for God's gifts in Christ? What do you do to share your joy in all this with others? Pray with me. Father in heaven, thank you for the joy of having our sins washed away forever. May our lives ring with rejoicing, inspiring others to believe in your breathtaking gift of salvation. Make us righteous in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.